Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, where, as always, we're working on your financial freedom. I'm your host, Mike Harrison, and just like the intro said, we do talk about single-family investing all the way up to 600-unit apartment complexes, and I'm going to spend the better part of today's show talking about how to actually be a passive investor and what's involved with being a passive investor in apartment complexes. But before we get to that, I'd like to welcome you to week 9 of this Corona COVID-19 terrible Wuhan flu economy. I'm coming at you live here in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas, and it is an absolutely spectacular day outside, my friends. Happy Mother's Day to all you moms out there, and happy Mother's Day to my dear mom, a very strong woman who overcame many tough situations in her life. She rarely had a fair shake, yet my mother always persevered and found a way to succeed. Mom, you are and always have been my inspiration, and happy Mother's Day to my beautiful wife. Well, I don't know about you, but we've got big plans at the Harrison compound for Mother's Day. I'll have 4 moms in my home in about an hour or so, and I've got some grade A prime filet that's been sitting in the fridge for about 36 hours with salt and pepper. The green egg is about to be heated. The wine is open, and let me just say this, my friends, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. On last week's show, we discussed vulnerability, financial vulnerability. We're in the middle of essentially a self-induced recession. Unemployment's at the greatest level since the Great Depression. I cannot believe I'm actually saying that. But after last week's show, I received quite a few inquiries about just what it takes to become a passive investor in apartment communities. And these are people, the gist of the emails was essentially folks that want to be true passives. They want to take their investment, hand it over to a lead investor, and they don't want to do anything. They want to collect a check quarterly. And what do those deals pay? Well, the first 3 years, typically cash on cash returns anywhere from 5 to 12%, and then year 3 to year 5, something spectacular typically happens, and that's where you refinance the property at a new value, and you'll get typically 70 to 100, 150, 200. I've seen 300% returns at that time, tax-free, right? These are folks that they want something other than the stock market. They want to maximize their returns, and they don't necessarily need cash flow right away. And they want to invest in real estate, but they don't want to go the single family route. And what these people are seeing, they're realizing essentially 2 important facts. My friends, the stock market is unreliable. We've seen that. I look at the market today and it is not reflecting what is happening in the economy. Okay. I just said we have the largest unemployment since the Great Depression. And really, I know the stock market's been affected a little bit, but it is not showing the real world out there. It's been artificially propped up. And folks are also realizing the stock market pays you nothing. You must make a withdrawal to get paid from the stock market, from stock market investing. And our passive investments provide cash flow, positive passive income cash flow. So the last 2 segments of this show, I hope you can stick with me, are going to be a deep dive essentially in our passive investor program at Lifestyles Unlimited. Now, myself, I still own some houses. It's about half of what I used to. I started on that multifamily passive investing path in January of 2018. And since then, my first deal, the first deal I entered was in April of 2018, and I'm in seven communities today. I'm a partner in over 1,500 apartment units. And I'm not saying this, I'm not bragging, but what I want to impress upon you is that I want you to understand how in just a very short amount of time, someone just like you can become a passive investor in multifamily communities in just a couple of years. Now, I'm not a lead investor, okay? I just invest passively. I take our fantastic leads that we have out there, and I invest with these people. And let me tell you, our leads are some of the brightest, most creative, can-do people I've ever met. And I include that. I've been lucky enough to have actually met and break bread with three billionaires in my life. And I will put the intelligence and the creativity of our lead investors right there with those billionaires. These are successful, driven people, okay? And I also want you to understand just what it takes to become a lead investor, because it is an in-depth, deep dive program, and I want to shed some light on that, what that takes, later in the show as well. Now, our other hosts that do this show, there's Andy Webb. He does this show, and he's a single-family guru. Andy Webb knows single-family investing inside and out. But I actually think Andy is looking at investing in some apartment communities as a passive. Then there's Al Gordon. He does the show as well, and he's a little bit like me. He's got some single-family homes, and he's also a passive investor in multifamily. Then, of course, there's Dale Walmsley, and Dale started with houses and owned well over 100 homes, and then Dale went into apartments, and today Dale is what we call an IRO, an independent rental owner, independent real estate owner. No partners, but Dale is also investing passively, okay? Can you imagine Dale Walmsley tapping you on the shoulder and saying, hey, I'd like to get in this deal as well? What a proud moment that would be. For me, that would be the ultimate attaboy moment, because Dell's essentially looked at your pro forma and said, you know what, my friend, that makes sense. I'd like to put my money with you. So we'll be right back after this short break with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Mike Harrison. We're going to talk a little more about what it takes to become a passive investor in multifamily apartment communities.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for 29 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they have won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 12 of the last 12 years. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. Today we're talking about a path to invest passively in multifamily apartment communities. It's something that many of us at Lifestyles Unlimited do. It's a way to create passive quarterly income, and literally a passive investor is exactly that. By the rules, by the SEC rules, you have no say in that investment, but you have looked at the investment. You agree with the investment. You've reviewed the pro forma. You understand what it is. You've met the lead investor. You have faith in the lead investor. You've realized that most of these lead investors have done this many times before, and so you essentially invest into that property with a lead investor. But as a passive, it is strictly you're sitting on the couch and you're getting the money quarterly, typically a direct deposit into your account. You don't even have to get the check out of the mailbox. That was the big joke years back, is that you have to actually get up and go to the mailbox and grab the check, open the check, endorse the check, send the check to the bank or take it to the bank. Now it just goes right into your bank account direct deposit. How beautiful is that? And if you've got any questions at all about passive investing in apartment communities, our number is 855-497-4335, 855-497-4335, or shoot me an email like many of you did last week, askmike@luinc.com, askmike@luinc.com. I enjoy getting your emails, and I'm happy to help you in every way possible. Well, last week's show was all about financial vulnerability, and that's what spawned today's show, because people, they're done. They're done realizing how vulnerable they really are. Here we are, here we were at the greatest economy in the history of man just a few weeks ago. Everything's just chugging along greatly. And then look at us now, just a few weeks later, in the greatest unemployment since the Great Depression. Are you kidding me? I mean, it's like a quasi world turned inside out. Okay. Well, how can you protect yourself against that? Well, for one, create passive income. Don't rely solely on W-2 income. You owe it to yourself and you owe it to your family. Okay. We have thousands of members in all 50 states. I think we have about 40,000 members at last count. Don't hold me to that number, but it's right around there. But all 50 states, and most of our members started, they either have single-family homes or they've joined to go purchase single-family homes. But that's where the majority of our members historically, it was all starting with the single-family home, and I'm the same way. But the folks I've met the last couple of years that have joined Lifestyles Unlimited, I've met them at the case studies, the expos, the road trips, it's like the crowd has changed a little bit. I think the majority of our members joining today are joining strictly because they want to be passive investors, okay? I'm not saying that's the only reason why we're here. Absolutely 100% not. The single family path it's a quick return. You want to put $500 a month or $400 to $500 a month to the bottom line, you can do that within 90 days. But we do have families that have essentially joined and they do nothing but invest passively. Okay. And many people have retired themselves from very high end corporate jobs by simply doing nothing. Passive investors. I've met people that are in, I told you I was a partner in 7 apartment communities, right? Sounds like a lot. I meet people all the time. I know people that are in 20, 30, 40, 50 or more deals. Yes. 50 or more, and these deals that they're in, you can invest anywhere from 25 to 100 or more. You do the math, okay? 25,000 to 100 or more. These deals are paying them cash on cash returns, 5 to 12%, sometimes a little more than that, on average annually, tax free. Again, you do the math. Think about that for a moment. Imagine you're in 30 apartment community deals for an average of $50,000 each. That's $1.5 million invested. And I'm being way conservative here. Instead of in the stock market, 7% returns over $100,000 a year. Again, passive income, tax-free income, my friends. Your initial investment doesn't go away. It is in the deal itself. And here's the beauty. It grows every year, okay? Because we utilize a strategy of refinancing these properties. As we bring the values up, we refinance the properties. And as long as you're reinvesting that return, right, that refinance when you get your money back or when you get 70% of your initial money back, right, you're still in the deal, but you can get 70, 100, 200, 300% back. As long as you don't eat that seed corn, essentially, and you put it back into another community, in another community, that passive income grows every year. The folks I know that do this make more each and every year, right? They make more next year than they did this year. And that's just how our investment path works. Let's say you had that $1.5 million in the stock market. What did it pay you last month? Zero. What did it pay you last year? Zero, right? I'm not talking about withdrawals. I'm talking about actually, are your investments paying you? Because if they're not paying you, that's not an investment. And I challenge you to this. If you're thinking about this, shoot me an email, askmike@luinc.com. I will not try to sell you anything, but what I will do is I will put you in touch with some of these people that invest passively in a multitude of apartment communities. I'll give you their phone number. I'll give you their email address, and you can reach out to them yourself and talk to them and say, hey, how's it going for you? What do you think about this? John Pry, for an example. John Pry retired from Exxon as an engineer, and he lives nothing but on his passive income. In fact, he's sitting in Galveston in his second house, and it's almost jokingly, he puts quarantine day 38, and he shows a picture of the beach or a boat or the water or his dog on the beach. It's amazing. But that's a man who had a fantastic job with Exxon, but he found a better way, and that's being a passive investor through apartment communities. It works, my friends. Quickly, we've got about a minute before the break, but I want to talk about something. There's an article that just came out, and it says mortgage bailout swells to 4.1 million borrowers, but demand is slowing. Okay, think about that for a second. 4.1 million homeowners are not making their mortgage payments. 7.7% of all active mortgages today are not getting paid. There's been $890 billion in unpaid principal forbearances representing that. That's, again, 6.4% of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac loans, 11% of all FHA loans. My friends, that is going to hit, okay? That can't go on forever. These forbearances, it's not mortgage forgiveness. You have to pay it back. My friends, there's dark clouds on the horizon. We're going to talk more about this, but we're also going to talk about what you can do different, and you can invest passively in multifamily apartment communities and create income for yourself. We'll be right back in a moment.
Get total freedom in your life, safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working until you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. 29 years ago, Dell Walmsley founded Lifestyles Unlimited. Dell has taught over 100,000 people, just like me and you, the principles of financial freedom through his national radio shows and personal one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that has changed so many lives. This workshop takes you inside what we do and what we believe. We'll share with you the 5 ways we make money in real estate and much more. Just like your personal trainer, the Lifestyles Unlimited team will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to register for the workshop that will change your life. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show, and happy Mother's Day to all you mothers out there. My name is Mike Harrison, and this is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're talking today about what you can do different to create passive income in your life, specifically passive income through multifamily apartment investing. Before I get to that, though, I want to tell you why I truly know, not that I feel, I truly know that the next 6 to 18 months are going to be the best time to buy real estate in this country since 2008 to 2010. And I'll give you 3 quick bullet points, and we were hitting on one before the last break. One, and these are March numbers, these aren't even April numbers, but 8% of all mortgages are in forbearance right now, okay? What does that mean? It means it's a 90-day reprieve. When someone files for forbearance, the government, this act, the CARES Act, allows for a 90-day reprieve. However, that money needs to be paid back. So if you are in forbearance and you cannot pay your mortgage, essentially when you come back, when you get your job back or whatever difficulty that you're in, you overcome, you still have that original mortgage money to pay on top of your existing mortgage. That's just not going to be possible for a lot of people, okay? Here's another fact. Existing home sales declined 8.5% in March. People either will not buy or cannot buy. What are the April numbers? They're not out yet. I challenge you, April is worse than March, okay? We all know that. We've sat at home and we lived through it, right? And then the huge unemployment numbers. This is going to compound the fact that the next, I'm telling you right now, 6 to 18 months will be the best time to buy or invest in real estate since 2008 to 2010. When I think about it, there's a saying that comes to mind. Red sky at night, sailor's delight. Red sky at dawn, sailors be warned. Well, it's the dawn, my friend. It's the dawn of the recession, and it's coming. But what can you do different? Well, right now, you can prepare yourself. You can get educated. You can look at real estate investing. You can get out of the stock market. Right. There's even a plan with the CARES Act where you can pull up to $100,000 out of your IRA or 401k right now with no penalty and 3 years to pay back the taxes, right? Many of you may not know that. If you have any questions about that, shoot me an email, askmike@luinc.com. That is the biggest get out of Wall Street jail free card I've ever seen in my life. Pull $100,000 out of your Wall Street IRA 401k, get out of jail, right? Take that 100 grand, invest it in real estate. Now's the time. How do you start? Well, freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's what I recommend. That's how I started. You can virtually attend one of our free workshops. Again, that's freeworkshoplivestream.com. This is interactive. You can have dialogue. You're not just watching a video, okay? You are participating. If you've got questions, ask them. They will be answered there. But you can see what we do, why we do it, how we make money five ways in single-family homes, and how we make money six ways in multifamily apartment communities. So that's freeworkshoplivestream.com. Our next one is May 12th at 8:30, looks like here. May 13th, 6:30, and then May 15th at 2 p.m. So that's freeworkshoplivestream.com. If you want to go straight into Lifestyles Unlimited and join our program, our Financial Freedom Program, well, we're running a deal right now. It's only $197 for your annual membership. Typically, that's $740. You go to financialfreedomlivestream.com. That's how you can join right there. You need to use promo code SAVEBIG, financialfreedomlivestream.com. That will give you the ability to participate in our education process, understand what we do, how we do it, and learn how to invest in properties yourself, okay? And I want to throw a concept out to you that revolves around Lifestyles Unlimited. The protections that we've put into place to prevent people from making a mistake or a series of mistakes, investing wrong in real estate, because we are an educational and mentoring group, after all, that we focus on retiring people one person at a time by investing in real estate and creating passive income. So I believe that Dell has set up four levels of protection for investors within Lifestyles Unlimited. There's four levels for multifamily investors. The levels are more protection based in multifamily, just because what's involved in the rules of a syndication. Single family investor, you can still make the wrong move. We recommend you don't. We're going to teach you not to. And even the wrong move in single family real estate's forgiving. I did my first home wrong and made 9% cash on cash return, still doing everything wrong. But again, a mistake in single family investing is much less, right? $25,000 down on a single family home is much less risky than make a mistake in a $15 million apartment community, for instance. But I call these four layers of protection that we have that Dell has created: deter, delay, deny, and defend. And let's take deter first? And I can do an entire show on these four layers, and I probably should maybe this summer. But the first way that Dell deters us from making a mistake, well, I'll tell you right off the bat, he taught my two-day seminar in 2013 when I first attended. And within the first 15 minutes of class, he had us open up the workbook and write on the last page, "I will not do what Dell says." And he has you write that there because, again, he provides the model, he provides the education, and there's always that one person who says, "Well, I can do it different. I think I'm going to invest in condos." No, that's a mistake. Or, "I think I'm going to invest in duplexes or triplexes or fourplexes." Do we have people that do that and are successful? Yes, but again, the risk is greater when you get into those properties. And I'm not going to go into why. That's a show for another day. But we don't invest in typically in duplexes or triplexes. We don't invest in land. We don't invest in commercial or vacation property. What we invest in must cash flow, right? I said it earlier in the show. It's not an investment if it doesn't cash flow. And again, there's a lot of other criteria. Now, the second way to prevent someone from making a mistake in investing, deter, right? Continuing on with deter, we have the education. So that deters folks from making mistakes. We have the bridge classes. We have the two-day seminar. We have continuing education. We have case studies and road trips. Dell does the radio show. Oftentimes, and if you haven't listened to Dell on the radio, you need to find him. You can download it on the podcast, or you can download it on the website at lifestylesunlimited.com. But a lot of times Dell will do a show, and he's talking about a failure, right? Somebody who did everything wrong, not necessarily a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, typically not a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, but came to us because they did make the mistake. So he'll do an entire show on, "Well, here's what you did wrong. Here's where it went south. Here's what we do different. Here's why I teach you this." His second level of protection, delay. And this is somewhat true in single family houses, but it is overwhelmingly true in passive investing. And how is that? Because the amount of education that we require before you can invest in multifamily properties is massive. For instance, the passive investment certification program is 11 steps, right? It's 11 different courses, and it's at least 14 hours. And we're up against a break. I'm going to go into that education deeply when we come back for the last segment of the show. My name is Mike Harrison, and this is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We'll be right back.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow? For the next couple of days? For a week? A couple of months? A year? How long until you lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the free workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show and happy Mother's Day. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. As always, we're working on your financial freedom. So when we left off the last break, I was talking about there's four levels of protection that Dell has created within Lifestyles Unlimited to protect investors. And that's deter, delay, deny, and defend. And I'll do an entire show on this now that I think about it, because I really want to go deeper into those, but I don't have time on today's show. But he will deter people from making the wrong investment. He will delay you from making the wrong investment through education. He will deny folks in from making the wrong investment. How is that? Well, he's going to say, if you want to invest passively, for instance, in a multifamily community, you must be certified as a passive investor. And he's also going to say, if you want to be a lead investor, you must follow a white paper that has been developed over years and refined each and every year. And what is the white paper? Well, the white paper essentially is best practices for the lead investor. And the lead has to follow that white paper or disclose in writing which steps that that lead has chosen not to follow. Okay. Personally, I won't invest with a lead that doesn't follow the white paper. That's there to protect the passive. Okay. That's there to protect you when you enter into these syndications, when you enter into investing in these multifamily communities. So what is the certification as a passive investor in multifamily? Let's talk about this for a second, because we do have levels of membership within Lifestyles Unlimited. We have our standard level, which is the Financial Freedom Program, and that's how I joined 7 years ago. The next level is the challenge level, and the challenge level has additional benefits catered toward the single family investor. And then at the top level, we have the preferred investment group. Okay. I did all three. Do we have people that join and immediately go straight to the preferred investor group? Absolutely. Quite a few folks. And yes, each of these levels cost more. Okay. But when you're dealing in 5 and 6 figures of investments and returns, it should cost more, should it not? And literally, it's not that expensive. It's a small amount overall. And by the way, each time I joined, I wrote it off on my taxes as an education expense. So let me just review the preferred investor map, right? This is the map that you would follow as a preferred investor, and I'm holding it in my hand. So obviously, you've got to join and then attend the two-day class, the seminar, and the initial schedule your initial consultation. And second, you need to access our member portal and read the member guide. Okay. There's quite a bit of information in there. Third, attend orientations. Okay. Single family and multifamily orientations. Four, complete financial goals worksheet and bring that to the initial consultation. Five, the fifth step. That's where you access our member portal for online education and to register for events. Okay. So we're 5 steps into it before our education process even works. And I'm going to circle back to that education process here in a second. Step 6, attend our road trips and network with fellow members. Step 7, attend case study. And again, network, network, network. That's how you meet these lead investors. Okay. You've got to walk up, say hello, introduce yourself, ask them about their investing strategies. What are they looking for? Okay. Get to know these folks. Step 8, attend classes and events and network. And then what do? Rinse and repeat. Repeat and invest. Repeat and invest. Repeat and invest. Okay. Our education is ongoing. So let's dig into this. Let's say you want to become a passive investor and you want the ability to invest in apartment communities. And again, enjoying our 4 levels of protection that Dell has set up, right? The white paper is written to protect you. Now, you can listen to AM radio all day long, and you'll hear solicitations for offers for accredited investors to invest in their program. Are you protected? I don't know. Are you educated with the ability to understand their pro forma and understand the deal and be able to compare and contrast that deal to like deals in that market? I doubt it. But at Lifestyles Unlimited, you can get that. You can get that layer of protection. You can get that level of protection. So to become a passive investor, to get our certification, and my wife and I both did this course, there's 11 steps, okay? 11 separate courses. There is 601 multifamily, an introduction to passive investing. 602 multifamily, passive investor acquisition timeline. Right? These are all taught. That one's actually taught by Curtis Haynes, who manages over $1 billion in property. How would you like to have the opportunity to learn that information from somebody who manages over $1 billion in multifamily apartment communities. Here's 605 Multifamily Passive Investor Checklist. In this class, you will learn how and why the Passive Investor Checklist was created, the questions we believe all passive investors should ask before investing in a deal, and the answers you should expect to receive from lead investors. My friends, this is real-time education. That's over a two-hour class right there, okay? Well over a two-hour class. And by the way, after each of these classes, there's an exam. Now, do you think that Dell would set something up where you can just pass the exam, right, a 70 or above? No. You must answer the exam questions, and you have to answer them 100% correct. And if you don't answer them 100% correct, guess what, my friend? You get to take the course over until you get 100%. Do you think there's some layers of protection for our passive investors? You're darn right there is. Let me continue, right? Because this is, again, 11-step process. The average time it would take to complete this is about 14 hours. That sounds about right. You don't have to do it in one day. There's no time limit. You can do it a class or two every evening in your spare time or on weekends, or you can sit through an entire Saturday. I did that an entire Saturday and most of a Sunday. Again, my wife and I did it together. I've got to take the test. She's got to take the test. Why are we doing this? So that we are certified passively. Again, if we're not certified passively, our lead investors will not accept us into their deal. Another layer of protection. So that's continuing on. Multifamily 606 in this course study, effective networking for passive investors, right? In this class, you will learn your networking goals, types of networking opportunities, Dale Carnegie's 6 ways to make people like you, networking tips, what to do next, words of wisdom for networking, okay? You may be one of those types that's kind of shy and say, well, I can't network, or I don't want to network, or I'm uncomfortable networking. My friends, it's part of the syndication process, okay? You're going to have to just overcome that. And we set up numerous opportunities for you to meet our lead investors, to say hello to them, to ask them a few questions, to get their information so that you could then reach out to them and discuss opportunities and deals that they have. There is a class on the SEC, right? The Security Exchange Commission. This is real stuff, my friends. This class is about the Securities and Exchange Commission, the definition of a security, other related terms, SEC laws and regulations that apply when offering a security, how SEC regulations impact lead and passive investors. Okay, this is high level. So the 11 steps, once you join at our preferred investor group level, then you have the opportunity to get certified as a passive investor, and then you can meet leads and invest in multifamily communities. So there's also a multifamily core curriculum, right? You need to do that. Well, you thought the passive income certification was long? This one's 21 steps, okay? And it has classes, your real estate path, how to locate multifamily properties, how to evaluate multifamily properties, and the quick analysis. We have a quick analysis spreadsheet so that you can learn and understand how these deals work. But the bottom line is, I don't want to overwhelm you out there, you listeners that are thinking of investing passively in apartment communities. This is not difficult stuff. There is some time that you need to put in, but we want you to be educated. We want to protect you from making a mistake. We want to set you up with the ability to succeed, create passive income, create wealth for yourself so that you can become financially free. And with what's going on out there in the economy today, why would you not take the opportunity to set yourself apart, to end your financial vulnerability, to get out of the stock market, right? The opportunity's there, but now's the time, my friends. Now is absolutely the time. So again, I want to wish each of you moms happy Mother's Day out there. Until next week, my name is Mike Harrison with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I want you to remember, it's not about the money. It's all about the lifestyle. Make it a great day.
Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.